Yeah, a lot of other news going around. We'll let you off the hook for a moment, Hodgie. The young man by the name of Kelly, who's playing for GWS tonight, there's been a lot of talk about him and the Kangaroos and an enormous amount of money. Damien, where's that all at?
It's interestingly placed, Howie, because beyond tonight, Josh Kelly will spend the at least part of the weekend in Melbourne when other teammates return to Sydney. And there's a feeling from the Giants that he will use this time this weekend to speak to family, friends, confidants, Darce. Quite possibly North Melbourne. I mean, they're in Launceston for a game, so most of their officials are going to be down there. But it is in his mind, Howie. That's no secret. It's a $9 million offer times 9 years, and those numbers are thereabouts right. I still feel, it's opinion only, it can only be an opinion, but I still feel he will accept the maybe two years with an option to stay as a Giant, Darce, just to give it one more, I suppose, contract with the club that gave him his chance. But the fact that it's got to this round seven stage and the fact the club knows he's going to be trying to at least get his own head around it inside the next 48 hours with the view then to committing one way or another is pretty significant.
I think they were very close to signing Josh Kelly. In fact, I think they were almost guaranteed it was going to happen. And then this offer came that you have to consider. I mean, if anyone offers you that amount of money over 9 years, you have to sit down, you have to speak to the people you trust and have a think about it. I mentioned you, Jody, as someone who did make the call to change clubs. If you're advising Josh Kelly, and there's $9 million and 9 years on offer, does he stay for an extra couple of years, try and win a flag at GWS, or does he take the money?
It's always so hard because everyone's personal circumstances are so different. And we've got to remember they may well win a flag this year. I guess it'll depend where he sees his life. And if he is really passionate about moving back to Melbourne and that's where he sees his future, then sometimes if you stay, you can feel like you're just treading water a little bit. If your heart's not in it, you know sooner or later you're going to be heading back to Melbourne. So that'll be a decision that only Josh can decide, but certainly he's one hell of a player and you'd love him on your list.
But you look back and say he's got more chance of winning at GWS. If you look at Tom Boyd, when he went to the Bulldogs and they said, mate, you've got no captain, you've got no coach, you are miles away from winning the flag, but they go and spend this money on him. Who's to say that North Melbourne can't jump like the Bulldogs did? Like how teams are developed these year and how they fast track. If you get a game style that teams buy into, if you get a club that everyone's pushing the one direction, you can turn it around in 18 months. And that's where it's a decision that's a life-changing decision. $9 million for anyone. You've got to sit down and think seriously, because if he believes that North have the right people at that footy club to push, they could be premiers in a couple of years if everyone's doing the right thing and pushing the right way.
I come at it, Damien, from a non-athletic point of view like you boys do, but he could break a leg around five next year and never play again. No. I don't actually think there's a decision to make. $9 million for 9 years.
Just take it.
Guaranteed.
Yeah.
Why would you risk your future?
Yeah, I don't think...
In an uncertainty.
I know what you're saying. You can't think that way.
Well, why not?
Well, you don't look at the doom, impending doom or potential doom, Howie. I think you look at the blue sky, not the grey sky.
You are very greedy too, Howie.
No, but that's his life set up, Juddy. Greed aside, that is his life set up.
We've worked out he's a mercenary in the Triple M.
But Howie... He will never have another financial concern for the rest of his life.
But Howie,
that's the deal that he takes.
If he rolls the dice on staying for 2 years, and let's say it's at $750, $800, and it would have to be something like that, you take the tax out of the difference. There's not much difference. And then 2 years later, if he's a premiership captain or premiership vice captain, everything's
if he's still playing footy, everything's if nothing goes wrong.
But by the time 3 years down the track, the 7 years beyond that 3 years, it could be anything for him. Even more than the $1 million that it's already on the table.
The other thing your kids can't eat premiership medals, Purple, can they?
They can't. If anyone's
listening. Them to feed them. The other thing with that, though, is if he's looking at the pressure that Tom Boyd's had, if he's looking at that going, I don't want that pressure for the next 8 years, $9 million on my head, Tom Boyd's copped a lot, even though he's played in a premiership.
As you say, Juddy, if you take big money,
you earn it.
One way or the other. He comes to that every single week. Next, the best man from Darce's wedding and the coach of the GWS, Leon Cameron, joins us. Hope he wasn't listening to that. And Judge Juddy will be in the house as well. For Ream Hot Water Heaters, this is the Friday Huddle. Solar continuous flow and storage hot water. Ream is Australia's favourite installer. Ream for McDonald's, Triple M Rocks Footy.